Your calyx hides a victory of time. But with my fingers I could pluck as easily as sounding strings to recite their chime. Your most exquisite petals melt icily in my palm. To hold the flow of moments past, as carefully as I look my last few seconds left on earth, would that be fine? Or if I begged you just to see you turn to crystal and pearl in my eyes and learn how man is angel on his way from slime. Did heedless Eve think twice before she broke the endured fruit from its brittle stem? For the first man to reach out and stroke the marijuana leaf and then himself was greed when harvesting and burning such a golden thing. As this dreaming poet who just then spoke of your sacredness and is now prepared to do exactly as he first declared and make of his useful words a joke. But not quite as easy after all, I find, as my fingers reach to grasp your gleaming head to wrench from its tall, transparent stalk they refuse to clasp. As did Pandora's either hands hold still at the thought of the box containing ill. For the stunned explorers of Medusa stall for time not entered in their log before they dared the petrific fog that holds them still in its timeless thrall. A nectarial time. I could pluck as easily as sounding strings to recite their chime, and your most exquisite petals melt icily in my palm. To hold the flow of moments past, as carefully as I would my last few seconds left on earth, would that be a crime? Or if I picked you just to see you turn?